Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Rock as he ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Rock.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We all know a lot of times, and we will again, have neighbor looking time. But this morning, we're just going to mention a couple of things, and we're going to declare a couple of things instead of the regular neighbor looking time. The reason we're doing this is we're trying to make ourselves aware it's time to draw. I need an utterance. I need a strong utterance of the Word of God because it's going to change my life. It's going to give me the direction I need. And so that's what we're here for. We are students of the Word of God. You're here today because you're a student. And you're a good student because you showed up. Amen. You showed up to hear the Word. You're hungry for the Word. Amen? Glory to God. I want y'all to declare this. I am a student of the Word of God. I am hungry for the Word of God. Today, I declare that I'm hearing things I've never heard. I'm seeing things I've never seen from your Word. I declare I'm receiving revelation knowledge this day. I declare that I'm receiving breakthroughs. I declare that I'm receiving answers. I declare that the glory of God is on me today. It's on my circumstances. It's on my finances. It's on my life in a new way, in a greater measure. I declare, I believe, I receive groundbreaking miracles. I believe, I receive groundbreaking miracles. I believe and I receive a fresh word from God today that will change my life forever. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. See, y'all are making a strong drawing, and that affects, you're affecting the utterance today by your strong drawing. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. We praise you, Father God, for your move in this place today. And we thank you that your people are making a drawing on that anointing, and we are receiving this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 1. Now, I'm in the Amplified. Therefore, and I'm going to read a portion of this scripture. This is in the Amplified Bible. Therefore, let us get past the elementary stage in the teachings about Christ, advancing on to maturity and perfection and spiritual completeness. Now, the Amplified translation is saying, I'm taking you on to maturity. The Darby translation says, wherever leaving the word of the beginning of Christ, let us go on to what belongs to full growth. I like that. Full growth. God is saying, now I'm going to take you to a higher level of speaking. I'm going to take you to a more mature level in speaking. Now, Hebrews 6 again, God's Word translation. With this in mind, we should stop going over the elementary truths about Christ and move on to topics for more mature people. In Ephesians 4 and 15, in the Amplified, it says, but speaking the truth in love in all things, both our speech and our lives expressing His truth. Let us grow up in all things unto Him. Now the area we're focusing on today is speech. Now we're supposed to grow up in every area unto Him, but it's a process, we all know that. But the Holy Spirit has had us on about words. It's just been about words, about how we talk. So let us grow up in all things unto Him today about the words that we're speaking. So now, God is saying, I'm graduating you from elementary school. So this is your graduation day. We're no longer in elementary school. We're no longer in K1, K2, K3. We're out of elementary school today. And on the truth about our words. So He's taking us to that more mature level. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I failed this word test a lot. I have said wrong words and hurtful words and, you know, just wrong-spirited words. I've said it too many times, and I'm telling you, you know what we do, though, is we give ourselves such a grace. And God gives us grace. I'm not mistaken that. But at the same time, we say, well, I can't ever get at this other level. That level is not possible for me. But that's not what the Word of God says. That's what we say. The Word of God says there's levels and levels and levels of maturity that we can get in our speaking the Word that can take us to higher and higher levels, and our speech is going to be changing. And I'm determined myself. I'm determined to change. But we have to practice it to change. Now I ask you, if you would, to get your Bibles and go to Ephesians 4 and 29. This is in the King James. We're going to drill deep right here on this word. Ephesians 4 and 29. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. That word edifying means building up or charging like a battery. That it may minister grace unto the hearers. My words and your words should minister grace to the hearers. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I haven't arrived at that place, but there's a place out there, and we're going to get there. Amen? Now, in the Passion Translation, it says, now, we're talking about a higher level of word, so we all want to grow up, so we're going to hear things that are going to make us grow up. Amen? In the Passion Translation, it says, and never let ugly or hateful words come from your mouth, but instead let your words become beautiful gifts that encourage others. Do this by speaking words of grace to help them. And it goes on in verse number 30, the Holy Spirit of God has sealed you in Jesus Christ until you experience your full salvation. So never grieve the Spirit of God or take for granted His holy influence in your life. How do we grieve the Holy Spirit? By wrong words, by harsh words, by words we speak in anger. And we're all guilty of it. We're all in the same boat. We're on the same page. We're on a level playing field. That verse number 34 says, lay aside bitter words, temper tantrums, revenge, profanity, and insults, but instead be kind and affectionate toward one another. We will drill again. This is in New Life. Watch your talk. No bad words should be coming from your mouth. Say what is good. Your words, get this, this is so good. Listen to this. Your words should help others grow as Christians. Oh my. I mean, my words, just overheard, just by, I'm talking to somebody over here and somebody else is over here. My words should make them grow as Christians, just hearing our words. Put out of your life all these things, bad feelings about other people, and anger, temper, loud talk, bad talk, which hurts other people, and bad feelings which hurts other people. We must be kind to each other and think of the other person and forgive. Your words, our words, should help each other grow as Christians. In the Ephesians, this same scripture, drilling even deeper, Ephesians in the J.B. Phillips New Testament translation, let there be no more foul language. See, we think the worst kind of language is four-letter words, but that's not true. Four-letter words, we shouldn't be speaking those as Christians. As we grow in our maturity with the Lord, we'll stop that. But at the same time, that's not the worst words. The worst words are speaking death words and hurtful words and hateful words to other people that are going to diminish their ability and their potential in Christ. Those are actually worse than curse words. Okay, now some people will go out of here today. They only heard one part. Pastor said we can curse. I can cuss. I can cuss people out. My pastor told me I can cuss people out. It's all right. It's not as bad as what we thought. That is not what I said. Hallelujah. It says, let there be no more foul language, but good words instead, words suitable for the occasion, which God can use to help other people. If I speak right, I can help other people with my words that I don't even know I'm helping. Skipping on down to verse number 31. Let there be no more resentment, no more anger or temper, no more violent self-assertiveness, no more slander, no more malicious remarks. Be kind to each other. Be understanding. Be ready to forgive. See, God can use good words to help other people. Ephesians 4:29, again, God's Word translation. Don't say anything that would hurt another person. Speak only what is good that can give help wherever it's needed. What you say will help those who hear you. Don't give God's Holy Spirit any reason to be upset with you. Get rid of bitterness, hot tempers, anger, loud quarreling. Have y'all ever noticed when you really get in that vein, you step into that vein? I know y'all have never done this. You've heard it. You've heard about people that do. Probably heard about me that did it. You know, you step into that vein, and your words, your tone, it raises to another level. And then your respect level, you're starting to disrespect them with your words because you're trying to make your point. You are right. Nobody else is right. You're the only one in the whole world is right. You have the perfect view of the whole entire world, and that's the reason you're sharing your opinion 10,000 times with everybody that you get around. And that's the reason you have to get louder and louder, because you have to speak over everybody else's opinion and everybody else. Get rid of your bitterness. We're all in the same boat now. Everybody still in here? Somebody fall out of the boat? Everybody still in the boat? Good. You on Facebook? You still in the boat? Good. Get rid of your bitterness, your hot tempers, anger, loud quarreling, cursing, and hatred. Be kind to each other, sympathetic, forgiving each other. And the voice. Here we go now. We're talking about going to other levels in growth in the Lord, right? Okay, now get this. This is Ephesians 4:29 in the voice translation. Don't let. See, we don't feel like we're letting when this is happening. It's just kind of happening, and then it just kind of spirals out of control with the words that we're saying. It just gets, somebody says something and it pushes your button, and the devil knew it was going to push your button, so he was standing behind the person that said it, and then he got him to push your button. And now it's out of control. It's spiraled out of control. Do not let, don't let even one, not even one, rotten word seep out of your mouths. I think that's a good illustration, because sometimes it seems like the words just seep out of our mouths. We didn't mean to say it. We didn't mean to call you an ugly outfit. We didn't mean to say, you backslidden, no good buzzard, you. We didn't mean to say the things that it just seeped out, because we were in the heat of the moment. It just seeped out. Instead, only fresh words that build others up when they need it the most. Sometimes when we speak the worst to people, and people speak the worst to us, sometimes it's at the worst time that we ever go through. And that's when we need to hear the good words. I don't know about you guys, but I'm being changed in the image of Christ. And I am yielding my tongue to change the way I talk, the way I have a pattern of speech that I maybe grew up with. I'm changing the way I talk. And I'll tell you the truth, I'm changing how much I talk. Amen. Hang on. The Bible says in the multitude of words, there's much sin. That's one of the scriptures. I believe it's in Proverbs. Why is it saying that? Because if you talk a whole lot, you're going to say some of the wrong things. If you talk less, you might still be not right, but you will say less wrong words that are going to hurt people. Wow, that one went over like a lead balloon. I could feel it hit. Wow. Bam. All right. I can see y'all are all into this. I'm Facebook people. I know y'all are in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stay with me. Keep drawing. It's hard on our flesh to yield our words. It's hard to yield for me. Okay, let me do it that way. Yeah, there we go. It's hard for me to yield silence when I want to speak. When I really want to speak. My flesh wants to speak. It's really hard for me to speak, to just be silent. When he says, hush, as one of told, hush. Holy Spirit, sometimes he'll tell me, hush, hush. He'll tell me 5 times, hush, 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 hush. Hard on our flesh. But the word says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouths. Okay? Y'all still want to go to a higher level? Yeah. Or y'all done drop me off and quit? Okay? Talking bad about your boss and fellow employees is a corrupt communication. Let's identify what it is. Talking bad about your spouse is a corrupt communication. Talking bad about your pastors. To know us is to love us. Talking bad about your pastors is a corrupt communication. Talking bad about your church is a corrupt communication. There was a lady one time, it was a friend of a relative. That's the way I'll say it, and that way nobody will know. Okay, there was a friend of a relative, friend of a friend. And she had called us one day. This is many, many, many years ago. And she was talking on the phone to us, and she said, I don't know what my pastor's problem is. And I was like, uh-oh. The second I heard it, I thought, I'm in the wrong conversation. Because I like him. I like him a lot. He's a man of God. He's a great pastor. And I'm not thinking what's wrong with her pastor when she said that. Immediately, I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking this is a spiritual baby who didn't get their way. And that was the case in this situation, because she actually called me to have a guest speaker to speak. And I said, I'm still praying about it. I'm not sure. And I was leaning toward doing it. And then she said this, and I said, whoa, there's my check. Something's wrong. Why did she say that? I don't know why he didn't want to let her come. He didn't want to let her come? I didn't know nothing about this. What do you mean he didn't want to let her come? Why didn't he want to let her come? And immediately I had the check, and I got off the phone quickly. You know, you got to get off the phone. You got to walk away from it, because your flesh will be gravitating toward it to hearing the wrong things. Things that are none of our business. And Christians, okay. We must grow up out of this. Don't listen to it. Walk away. And if we don't, we're just as guilty as the person that said it. If I didn't hang up the phone, next thing, I'm involved in that conversation against her pastor, and I'm on the wrong side of this thing. Can you see that? I'm on the wrong side. I'm speaking in agreement with her by continually listening to what she said. Wow. I never heard this place get so silent before. Wow. Air conditioning even stopped running. Heater stopped running. Everything got quiet. Goodness gracious. There's no cars going by. What's going on? I'm talking about there's a holy hush all over this place. Woo! We must grow up out of the place of arguing. We must grow up out of the place of complaining. We must grow up out of the place of corrupt communication. And God wants us to grow up into Him in our speech. So the Amplified Classic Edition says, Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, only what is beneficial. Only what is beneficial to the spiritual progress of others. So God is doing a work in our speech, in all of us, if we will yield to Him and if we'll let Him. Now that includes our tone. Tone! That includes our tone. That includes our facial expressions. You understand? Sometimes, I love you. I love you. Wrong tone, wrong facial expressions. Can you understand? Okay, thank you very much. Ephesians 4 and 31, CEV version. Stop being bitter and angry and mad at others. Don't yell at one another. I can't believe that. Now pastor is meddling and telling me I can't yell at nobody. Who does he think he is? I think I'm the pastor of Oasis Christian Center, a family church. That's who I think I am. And I think I'm preaching and teaching the Word of God. That's what I think I'm doing. And I'm not going to pay attention to what anybody likes or don't like. I'm going to preach the Word of God. And the Word of God is for all of us. It's not for one of us. It's not directed to one of us. It's directed to all of us. We're not to yell. That's what the Word says. Don't yell at one another or curse each other or ever be rude. Oh my God. How many times have I been rude? Ugh. How many times have you been rude? Ugh. We're always worried about the other person being rude. What about us? We're growing. We're out of elementary. We picked up being junior high. We picked up being way up there. I'm talking about we picked up being driving the car. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, there's benefits for growth. You get to drive the car. Don't ever be rude. Instead, be kind and merciful. See, in this higher level of growth, yelling and screaming is out of the picture. I guess there needs to be a bigger pause here. I don't know how you get a bigger pause than what I got right now. In this higher level, y'all just didn't hear it, that's what it was. In this higher level, yelling and screaming is not there. It's not in the picture. In everything you do, this is the Living Bible, Philippians 2:14. In everything you do, stay away from complaining. Is he just going to hit everything today? Doesn't he know this is the Christmas season? This should be all joy, happiness, and laughter. We're going to enter into this new year a spiritual rebirth. All of us. Amen? Growing like we've never grown before. And everything you do, this is a living Bible, stay away from complaining and arguing. Stay away from it. A complete Jewish Bible. And I tell you, when I got this one, I did not have time to get the perfect pronunciation of this. I mean that. So if anybody hears me pronouncing this wrong, which I probably will butcher it, it's not maliciously. It's out of ignorance that I just didn't know how and I didn't have the time to properly research it the way I would like to. But I feel like I'm still supposed to leave it in there. Do everything, okay, the word is spelled K-V-E-T-C-H-I-N-G. Kvetching is what I would say. The K could be silent. It might be vetching, okay? Or kvetching. Okay, do everything. This is in the complete Jewish Bible, Philippians 2, 14, 15. Ish helped me. Thank you very much, Ish. I mean it. I mean that with all my heart. Do everything without kvetching or arguing so that you may be blameless and pure children of God without defect in the midst of a twisted and perverted generation. Get this. Here it is. Among whom you shine like stars in the sky. Why does it say that? Because everybody's complaining. Everybody's arguing. Everybody's talking bad about the boss. Everybody's talking bad about their neighbor. Everybody's slandering somebody. But you stand out because you ain't saying nothing. And then when they start it, you walk off. Amen. You're not trying to be holier than thou. You're trying to be like the Lord would have you to be so that you're not involved in it. And it makes you stand out like a bright light. They might talk bad about you for walking off. They might talk bad about you and say, you're trying to be holier than thou, but you're not. And you do shine like a bright star. Kvetch, a person who complains a great deal. I want you to look at your neighbor this morning. Now I'm going to give you an example of kvetching. This is what it gave. Jane's kvetching about her crummy existence. She was constantly kvetching about her crummy existence. Look at your neighbor and say, don't kvetch anymore. Stop your kvetching. Glory to God. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I want to get to that skill level of not complaining. It's out there. Not griping, not whining, not kvetching, but being quiet more. It's a spiritual skill to not complain. Y'all still with me? You gone home? I need to read something to you. Y'all let me read something? This is Jesus Calling. And y'all know it was by Sarah Young. It's a daily devotion. It says, you've been on a long uphill journey and your energy is almost spent. Though you have faltered at times, that's all of us, you have not let go of my hand. I am pleased with your desire to stay close to me. There is one thing, however, that displeases me, and it's your tendency to complain. You may talk to me as much as you like about the difficulty of the path we're following. I understand better than anyone else the stresses and the strains that have afflicted you. You can ventilate safely to me because talking with me tempers your thoughts and helps you see things from my perspective. But complaining to others is another matter altogether. It opens the door to deadly sins. Whenever you are tempted to grumble, come to me and talk. Let's talk it out. As you open up to me, I'll put my thoughts in your mind and my song in your heart. We all have tendencies to complain. Okay? Even a few complaints can set you on and me on a downward spiral. Y'all seen the commercial years ago, the Lay's commercial, you can't eat just one? I don't know, some of y'all, that's way too old for y'all, and y'all don't know what I'm talking about. It's talking about Lay's potato chips. When you open the bag, you start and you eat, I'm just going to eat one potato chip, right? You're going to eat the whole bag. The minute that thing's open, I mean, I know y'all have never done it, but I have done it. I just wanted to make sure that commercial was accurate, and it is accurate. You can't eat just one, and I can verify it is very accurate. So one complaint opens the door. And we'll have to discipline ourselves to not complain and to not to gripe. Because complaining and griping is so natural for us. And it is. It's the natural man. Complaining about how bad your week is, that's a corrupt communication. Complaining about how bad your job is, that's a corrupt communication. Complaining about how nobody appreciates you, that's a corrupt communication. I want to grow. I'm talking about pastor. I want to grow in the Lord more. I want to get to the level of not complaining. There are more blessings there than I have ever experienced in my life. But the higher I get, I've got to work on this. I've got to ask the Holy Spirit, help me, help me. My flesh is wanting to complain. Help me, help me. I'm wanting to say wrong words today. Help me. I'm wanting to speak a corrupt communication. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me. Because every time I complain, every time I say a corrupt communication, I block some blessings that the Lord wants to give to me. Every time I vent angry words and negative words, I block blessings. My own blessings. I'm standing in my own way. Philippians 2, again, this is in the J.B. Phillips. Do all you have to do without grumbling or arguing, so that you may be God's children, blameless, sincere, and wholesome, living in a warped and diseased world, and shining, there's that shining word again, like they're like lights in a dark place. Because we shine when we don't complain. We shine when we don't speak corrupt communications. We're not griping. We're not murmuring. We're just silent. In New Life Version, it says, be glad you can do things you should be doing. Hang on. Be glad you can do the things you should be doing. Hang on. Be glad you can do the things you should be doing. Do all things without arguing and talking about, here we go, about how you wish you did not have to do them. This ever, y'all? It's me? Wow. Both barrels. Nailed me. That's right. That's the Word of God. That's what I got to line my life up to. And here's the real downer for y'all. This is what y'all got to line your life up to. Thank you very much. I lost some of y'all. Some of y'all fell off the bus. You got run over. You've drowned in the water. You're not in the boat. I'm telling you, there's stuff going on right now. Philippians in the Worldwide English New Testament says, do everything. Oh, God. Do everything. Without grumbling or making trouble. Do everything. Or making trouble. That's another sermon for another day. There are a lot of people in the body of Christ that make trouble. Thank you very much. New Testament for everyone. There must be no grumbling or disputing in anything you do. In anything we do. I am judging myself on complaining. I am judging myself on not speaking right words. I am judging myself on corrupt communication. I will not accept it as a norm for my life anymore. I'm not going to lower the bar for me anymore in that respect. Because it is a blessing blocker and I want all the blessings I can get. I swear I do. I do. I want every blessing. If the Lord says this is a blessing for you and you're messing yourself up because I want to give it to you, but I can't give it to you because you're not spiritually mature enough to walk in it the right way. So I'm judging myself. Y'all can do whatever y'all want to. I'm judging myself on not speaking natural things, negative commentary. That's where I mess up. That's one of the biggest things with me that displeases the Lord. I might be doing really good, really good, really good. And then I got to add a commentary. And sometimes it's just between me and the Lord. Sometimes I say it to Pastor Sharon, and don't look at me like that. Y'all all do it. There ain't one of you that don't do this. Negative commentary. Maybe you just a couple words. Now some people that just tuned in say, look, I told you that tongues thing wasn't nothing. Look at that. Look at that. I'm not speaking in tongues. Never mind. Hallelujah. I don't want to block my blessings. But negative commentary about others, negative commentary about everything. Sometimes I can't even watch the news at all because I'm going to have a negative commentary. I'm a play-by-play announcer sometimes. I can't believe they did that. Look at that. That was not of God. Look at that. Oh, that person's evil. They are very evil. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Woo! I tell you what I'd do. Is that a commentary we use a lot? I'll tell you what I would do. And the Lord's listening, what would you do? What would you do? Since you're going to block your blessings, what would you do? I don't do nothing. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm judging myself on talking about things that are none of my business. It got real quiet again. Air conditioning, heater's off. Everything's quiet. Even the coffee shop, the coffee's not even percolating right now. It stopped. The breeze stopped. There's some things that are just none of our business. Let's practice this. Look at your neighbor and say, there are some things that are none of my business. There are some things that are none of my business. There are some things that I shouldn't give commentary about. I need to be quiet more. Because every time I say something negative about somebody else or negative about a situation that I really should just take it to the Lord, I'm hindering my own blessing. The Bible tells us, do not judge others. For all of us, we need to repent for speaking wrong words and soulish words. And we need to be serious on changing and growing into who God wants us to be. I'm going to go back to the first scripture, and that's where I'm going to stop. Ephesians 4:29 in the King James Version. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you're under the sound of my voice today, and you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, I'd like to invite you to do that at this time. If you've never asked Him into your heart, I want you to do it. You say, well, and there's no way that I can possibly do it, leave a comment. I just asked Jesus. And leave a way for us to contact you in some way, because we'd like to put something in your hand to help you. Now, I'll say a little quick prayer, show you how easy and simple it is. Maybe you're backslidden. You used to live for the Lord, but you don't live for Him today. And the Lord is calling you back. If that's you, you pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare Jesus is my Lord. Father, I declare I have walked away from You, but I'm coming back to You. This day is a new day, and I declare Jesus is my Lord. If you've done that, just leave a little comment or something to let us know it so we can contact you in some way. And we want to let you know we will see you Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, again on Facebook and in-person services. And we'd love to see you here or see you online. Amen. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day. Amen. Praise God.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4833. 32, or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.